The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions during the week, call us at 512-238-0762 or visit our website at armormenshealth.com. The Armour Men's Health Hour is a show dedicated to providing information on a variety of medical topics, some of which may include sensitive subject material about penises. All cases discussed have been done with the permission of the people involved and their penises.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello, happy Sunday, everyone. This is Dr. Mystery, your host for the Armour Men's Health Hour. Here with my host, co-host as always, Donna Lee.
The co-host with the mostest. The mostest?
The mostest.
That's right. Happy Sunday. I love our music, by the way. Do you enjoy our music?
I do like our music.
I like our music.
I don't know if I can insult free music.
Somebody told me it sounded a little dirty, but it was still a little engaging. So,
well, it is ACL weekend here in Austin, and so that's our little contribution.
That's right.
For those of you listening for the first time, I'm Dr. Mystery. I'm a board-certified urologist. This show and our practice is called NAU Urology Specialists. We are a full-service urology practice. We have locations all throughout Austin and really try to use this show to discuss our what I think is a unique approach to providing men's health and health in general, a practice that tries to incorporate nutrition, biomechanics, weight loss, and a number of other functions, as well as providing surgery and medicine for urologic conditions. Donna, how do you like working for us?
It's been interesting. I've never worked for a specialist before, and I absolutely love it. I thought that I was going to miss family care because I was in that for 20-something years, but I love it. And all the services that we offer are amazing, and we get some really amazing patient feedback from the listeners, and it's been a really cool experience for 2.5 years, so thanks. Thanks for that.
Well, I think what we also get to offer are some really cool events.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited?
Oh, my gosh. I know you're excited. This next event that we're going to have.
So for those of you out there that have BPH or an enlarged prostate mm-hmm. or urinary issues, and you've been wondering, where can I go to learn more?
Is there a drum roll that we can have?
Ready? On November 7th at our South Location office, 6501 mm-hmm. South Congress, from 6:30 to 8:30, we are going to have the first ever Make America Pee Again event.
Hey.
MAPA.
That's right. And we will have t-shirts and hats for our staff, so you can come check out what a MAPA hat looks like.
We are hoping to have a large number of interested men and their spouses come by and talk about BPH, urinary issues, a number of issues related to surgical therapy, medication therapy. We're going to have supplements that we offer. We're going to talk about diet and nutrition that can affect BPH. But most importantly, we're going to have all the different surgical therapies that are out there. Rezūm, UroLift, TURP. We're going to have robotics. We're going to talk about some interesting research proposals that we have when it comes to BPH. What it really enables you to do is to not have the bias of whatever surgeon you're going to. You're going to have all of this, all of these different technologies openly available to inquire about, and then if you have an interest in pursuing any of these different treatments, we're going to have the opportunity to make an appointment and get treated even before the end of the year for those of you that have already met your deductible.
It's going to be like a prostate carnival.
Is a prostate carnival.
We're going to have our exam room set up with the reps and the different procedures, and then we're going to have brochures and tons of information. Our staff's going to be there fully engaged, so any questions you've ever had about your pee-pee and your pee-pee, Bring it to us.
And I'm hoping that KLBJ will be able to offer us some some on-air, some talent, right?
Oh, they will. I know they're going to talk about it for sure, and we're going to have some KLBJ swag.
Is there a KLBJ van that's going to be there?
I hope so. Daniel, do y'all have a van or a truck?
I do know that we have a van. I can't promise that it will be on site.
Oh.
Probably a windowless
maybe
van.
Maybe if we beg enough. We
Well, we need to work on it. Yeah. So it's the Make America Pee Again event.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that we hope to offer quarterly. If you can't make this one, we're going to do it first at our South Austin location. There'll be pizza and
beer.
Yes, I don't know if we
don't
can say that.
Oh,
can we say that?
Yeah, we can. I just said it.
Anyway, it'll make people want to pee more.
This is not a political event. This is just.
That's right. It's not a.
We just want you to pee.
That's right. And so it's going to be an excellent opportunity for you to come out and learn about things, and a real opportunity for us to see if this type of event is something of interest to the community at large. So if you're interested in learning more about it, where's that information going to be?
It's going to be on our website and on our Facebook page. So armormenshealth.com, that's our website. Look for our Facebook page. We'll also have it on our LinkedIn page as well.
So. You and your LinkedIn.
I love my LinkedIn. Love LinkedIn. Todd Jeffries has a LinkedIn. He promotes a lot too. So we're just going to start promoting it.
So a few weeks ago, we had an episode that where the audio was kind of poor, and I felt like that was a real loss for our listeners, because what I had explained at the beginning of that segment was that doing this show and trying to figure out how to fill the hour with interesting information, one of the inspirations that I had was a show that I used to listen to on this station, Let's Get Healthy with Ray Solano. And I was really fortunate enough to be able to ask Ray to come on, and luckily he agreed to join us again today. Welcome, Ray.
Well, thanks for having me back. I'm back at KLBJ. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
He's the only guest we've had that's not nervous.
That's right.
He's like, I've done this before.
He's less nervous than I am. Unfortunately, he's going to sound better than I do, and so people are going to say you should always have Ray on.
At least I don't have to work. You're going to do all the work.
I'm going to
sit back and just enjoy this.
Well, compared to what I do every day, this is really enjoyment compared to the slogging in the clinic. But Ray, why don't you tell people a little bit about your background and what you bring to the area of men's health wellness?
Well, thanks again for having me back on, because you know we're dedicated to educate patients on their health for prevention. My background is education and board certified clinical nutrition. Also, as a specialty pharmacy, clinical pharmacist with a broad background in customized medications or compounded medications that are individualized for patients and for children and pets as well. And so we really get very integrative to all the different types of modalities to be able for prevention, and also to be able to really customize doses that really match the person's condition and the right dosage. So it makes it's a little bit of a chess game. It's a little bit difficult, but it's a nice challenge, because people get better with less side effects, and then that's what we like to be able to get people to get happy again.
Philosophically, you and I share something when it comes to this integrative medicine approach. And it's really this concept that medicine and healthcare starts before you get the disease.
That's right.
And some things are easy to think about, like high blood pressure or diabetes. If you keep your diet straight, if you keep your weight down, a lot of these medical conditions you can avoid. But people don't often associate cancer, for example, as being something they might be able to prevent.
It starts, 20 years before you even get a positive diagnosis. People may not realize it. You make cancer cells every single day, and your body gets rid of them and goes on its normal activity. Many times, it takes over and kills them, apoptosis we call it. So we realize that sometimes your body loses the war, and cancer takes over, and then you have manifestations of positives that come into your office, and things are abnormal. But people, you don't get cancer as a cold or a virus. It starts years beforehand. And so this is, our philosophy is that what you do now, is you'll see the benefits 15 years from now. So that's kind of hard for people to realize. But do you see all kinds of shows on financial health and real estate, health, but you know what? The best return on your investment, I believe, is your health. So to make that investment now, then you'll see those rewards later. Because let's face it, you don't want to be old and unhealthy.
Absolutely, and being able to really walk steadily and healthily into your 50s and 60s is going to be a great tool in your chest to be able to be healthy when you're 70 and 80.
That's right.
And our experience in healthcare when it came to patients with HIV and having a severely diminished immune system, and how those patients were developing cancers at an increasing rate, was a real wake-up call to a lot of us that learned medicine at that time on how important it was to keep a strong immune system and a strong general consistency of our body's health to try to prevent cancer from forming. And I'm a big fan of trying to continuously educate patients on how maintaining good health is a cancer preventative strategy.
Yeah, so maybe they should go to visit your clinic and your urologist for prevention, not just wait until you have symptoms, because many times people, well, isn't it normal for me to wake up 4 or 5 times a night to go to the bathroom? You know, that's a symptom that things are. So you need to think about prevention at urology as opposed to just treatment.
Well, that's some great stuff, and I can't wait to come back after these messages and talk more about prevention and how we deal with men's health issues.